Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. There was another fatal wrong-way driver crash early this morning. This time it was in Campbell on northbound 17. It came just a day after a similar crash in Pacifica. KCBS's Tim Ryan joins us now with the latest details.
Well, Susan, fortunately, the traffic lanes are all moving again. CHP officer Lee Torona tells reporters that his office received multiple reports about 3:20 this morning of a Honda Accord traveling in the southbound direction on northbound 880 near Coleman Avenue. And soon after 880 turns to Highway 17, they found this terrible crash.
Upon arriving, they came to two vehicles that were already involved in a collision, one in the center divide and one in the on the right shoulder. An EMT from Oakland Fire was already on scene trying to assist the driver on the right shoulder.
Yeah, and you must credit that Oakland firefighter for attempting to save this woman. Unfortunately, she was pronounced dead on scene. We're told that she is a woman in her late 20s. The male driver of a Toyota Avalon is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Again, as Susan said from the top, this is quite similar to a fatal wrong-way crash Thursday in Pacifica. Other than one striking fact, today this wrong-way driver went quite a few miles before impact. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Thanks, Tim. Parents and students at a private Catholic school in San Francisco calling on school administrators to do more to make the campus safe after a student posted a racist song online and then allegedly followed that up with in-person threats. KCBS's Megan Goldsby with more.
The song uses racial slurs and talks about being armed. Corey McCoy is a senior at Sacred Heart Cathedral Preparatory School. He told me he was scared to come to class.
He made a threat towards all the black kids, and it's only not that many black kids in the school. He had 30 to be exact. It's like, we know he's targeting us, and then it puts every other kid at risk, like other race kids, because, you know, bullets don't got a name on it. So
SFPD officers did search the boy's home and said there wasn't anything suspicious. The school held a meeting for parents last night to talk about it, but the media was not allowed in, and we have not heard back from school officials. Mom Vanessa Bailey says this school has not done enough.
What's stopping him from coming here tomorrow? What's stopping him from coming here another day?
Outside Sacred Heart, I talked to a student who used to be friends with the boy who made that video.
After, like, this whole situation, I started talking to other people, and it became a way darker light on him, which kind of sucked, because I really thought he was a really nice dude, but sadly he's a racist.
In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Three men are now behind bars in San Jose after police say they abducted a girl from Capitola, drove her to a motel in San Jose, and sexually assaulted her. The victim had no idea where she was, so she posted to Snapchat to let her friends know that she had been kidnapped. Her friends called the police, who then tracked her down to the Easy 8 Motel, which is on First Street. This happened on Tuesday. The men were arrested the next day. They're now facing kidnapping, false imprisonment, and sexual assault charges. One of the biggest corporate sponsors of Google's Pride Parade, Google, may not be invited back this year. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler joins us from the Castro District in San Francisco to explain why parade organizers have voted to ban the tech titan.
Good morning, Susan. The members of SF Pride say Google continues to allow videos flagged for homophobic harassment on YouTube. For that, the group has voted to disinvite Google from this year's Pride Parade. Reaction from Jeremy McGee in the Castro this morning.
I generally think corporate rhetoric should match their actions. And if Google is hosting a platform that allows for hate speech, then people who manage the Pride Parade should be able to uninvite them.
But Robert White disagrees, saying the Pride Parade should be open to anyone and everyone.
Let anybody go to the gay parade that wants to go, you know, gay or not gay. Let them all go. Let whoever wants to go should be able to go.
A final decision will be made by the board of the Pride Parade next month. Meanwhile, a Google spokesperson says YouTube has since updated its policy to take a tougher approach to harassment and hate speech. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.